This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 25th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Boko Haram attacked the predominantly Christian village of Chibok, Nigeria on Saturday, killing 10 and kidnapping 13 women and children, reported Christianity Today. This only adds to the terror group's abduction count of 218 schoolgirls since 2014. Please, pray for these captive women and girls. And be thankful that Christians are still paying attention to the least of these. On Sunday, Anglicans in Nigeria laid the foundation stone for a new hospital and trauma center, according to the Christian Post. They plan to provide care free of charge for the thousands who have suffered at the hands of Boko Haram. Building costs are just over $45,000. World champion boxer and Philippine Senator Emmanuel Pacquiao has proposed legislation to reinstitute the death penalty in his country. Pacquiao defended the legislation from Scripture, citing verses like Genesis 9:6, "Whoever sheds human blood, by man shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind." The boxer became a born-again Christian about 4 years ago and came under fire last year for his position against homosexuality. In the wake of yesterday's early morning earthquake in Italy, at least 120 people have died and over 2,700 are homeless. Whole towns were flattened during the quake. Army resources have been mobilized to help with the aid. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Staver received criticism this week from pro-abortion website Trofire for comparing the atrocities of ISIS to the murder of the unborn. Speaking at a pro-life event, Staver said, quote, "We're decapitating children. We're breaking off their arms and legs. We're brutalizing them in the same way that these larger people are being brutalized by ISIS," unquote. Staver also stated God would not allow a nation to continue under those circumstances. Over 1,000 people marched around Charlotte's most active abortion mill on Saturday, reported LifeSite News. Organized by Love Life Charlotte, participants from 40 local churches prayed for the end of the murder of the unborn, and ministered to women considering abortion. Love Life Charlotte partners with physicians and pro-life advocates to provide mothers with free resources, including health care and housing. Psalm 37:14 and 21 says, "The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, but the righteous show mercy." The atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed suit against Lehigh County in Pennsylvania for having a cross on the county flag and seal, reported Christian Headlines. The group claims the presence of the cross is in violation of the Constitution's Establishment Clause. Lehigh County commissioners all voted to keep the cross on their flag and seal. In a letter, the commissioners stated, quote, "The cross, one of more than a dozen elements, was included to honor the original settlers of Lehigh County who were Christian," unquote. Psalm 33:12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance." Of the 30 counties in America with the highest rate of drug overdoses, 10 of them are West Virginia counties. That's the gist of a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The other problematic counties are found in largely rural states. Red states like Wyoming, Kentucky, Virginia, Utah, New Mexico, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Drug deaths in West Virginia were 9 times higher than they were 15 years earlier. The Worldview spoke with Jim Nichols, executive director at Appalachian Teen Challenge, about the problem.
Last week in one of our counties, not far from our training center, in a 4-hour span, there were 26 overdoses, and one of those did not survive. One of those was a fatality. In that county alone, in 1 year, there were 440 overdoses with 26 fatalities. And
Nichols says that the drug problem is a heart issue.
In my opinion, in America, we have a sin problem. We believe that men, to fill that vacancy on the inside, that hole that's on the inside of mankind, mankind is trying everything from pornography to drugs to alcohol to whatever. There's only one solution, only one way to fill the void, and that is through Jesus Christ.
California public school families have received notice. Their children will be expelled if their immunizations are not up to date. The California law removing exemptions for public school kids goes into effect for this school year. In Colorado, parents who do not immunize their children must now sign a statement acknowledging that they are harming their children. Colorado State Senator Kevin Lundberg is calling the new form issued by the Department of Health an example of, quote, compelled speech, unquote. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is calling this a free speech and conscience issue, and they have issued a citizen petition at hslda.org. So far, 13,000 signatures have been collected. You can sign the petition at the link provided in the midst of the worldview.com transcript for today. And that's the worldview on this Thursday, August 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.